Before you listen to the sermon,
قبل از اینکه موعظه رو گوش بدید,
2 Corinthians chapter 13.
دوم قرنتیان فصل 13 رو بخونید.
And the title of today's sermon is Except Ye Be Reprobates.
موضوع موعظه من اینه که مگر اینکه تو مردود شده باشی.
Yeah, today we are finishing the book of 2 Corinthians.
امروز داریم کتاب دوم قرنتیان رو تمام می‌کنیم.
Last week we did the first part of a relatively short chapter.
هفته پیش یه فصل کوتاهی داشتیم.
We talked about church discipline.
در مورد کلیسا.
We talked about how we can know that we are saved.
در مورد اینکه بدونیم چجوری بقیه نجات دارن صحبت کردیم.
Then today we're going to talk about another doctrine.
در مورد یه درس
And like the doctrine about church discipline, this is also not often taught in most churches.
And that is,
and we call it in English. We call this in English the reprobate doctrine. And in short, it is a doctrine that somebody can be rejected by God before they physically died,
being beyond salvation.
And actually, second Corinthians 13 is one of these chapters that just proves this doctrine.
Yeah,
if you do not want to believe what the Bible teaches on this,
you will
have a very hard time explaining the verses we're going to deal with today. Which will not be so difficult to explain if you understand the reprobate doctrine.
Now,
what was the context that we were in?
Paul
is not happy with the Corinthians. They have been comparing him with other teachers, questioning his authority, talking about him as being weak. And last week we even saw that they were questioning his salvation. Is Christ speaking in you? Which of course is quite a bizarre position to take for a church that he actually started.
جالبه که اون کلیسایی رو که بنا کنندش این خود پولس بوده الان به اینجا رسیده باشه.
Now he got most of them saved. He shared the gospel with them.
سر همه اونها به وسیله پولس نجات پیدا کرده.
Now questioning his salvation.
حالا دارن نجات پولس رو زیر سوال میبرن.
Paul is turning this around and says, you're asking, you're questioning if I am saved, you're questioning if Christ is in me.
Yeah.
You need to check yourself if you're in the faith.
Yeah,
and we were left with verse 5 at the end, and that's where we're going to pick it up. But let's read verse 5 to 7 to have basically the main part we're going to talk about today. Examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobate. But I trust that ye shall know that we are not reprobates. Now I pray to God that ye do no evil. Not that we should appear approved, but that ye should do that which is honest, though we be as reprobates.
پس لازم است که مطیع او شویم، نه تنها به سبب غضب، بلکه به سبب وجدان خود نیز. زیرا که به این سبب مالیات نیز می‌دهید، چون که خادمان خدا و مواظب در همین امر هستند. پس حق هر کس را به او ادا کنید، مالیات
2 Corinthians 13, 5-7.
خود را امتحان کنید که در ایمان هستید یا نه. خود را به اثبات رسانید. آیا خود را نمی شناسید که عیسی مسیح در شما است اگر مردود نیستید؟ اما امیدوارم که خواهید دانست که ما مردود نیستیم و از خدا دعا می کنم که شما هیچ بدی نکنید. نه تا ظاهر شود که ما مقبول هستیم، بلکه تا شما نیکویی کرده باشید، هرچند ما گویا مردود باشید.
Now the first thing I want you to notice is that there is such a thing as a group of people that are called reprobates. Yeah, people who are rejected. And the word reprobate in English is not as common Well, used today.
So,
go to Jeremiah 6.
Yeah,
where in English you actually have the definition for the word. Jeremiah 6, verse 30.
ارمیا 6 آیه 30.
And it's often that the Bible is its own dictionary.
معمولاً خود کتاب مقدس دیکشنری خودشه.
And it's often the first time a term is mentioned, you also find the meaning of it.
و اولین باری که اون کلمه استفاده میشه، خود کلام توضیح میده و معنی کلمه چیه.
So Jeremiah 6 verse 30.
ارمیا 6 30.
Yeah, reprobate silver shall men call them because the Lord had rejected them.
آنان نقره مردود خوانده میشوند زیرا خداوند آنان را رد کرده است.
Yep. Why are they called reprobates?
چرا مردود خوانده
میشوند؟ Reprobate silver.
نقره مردود شده خوانده میشوند.
The Lord has
چون
rejected
خداوند اونها را رد کرد.
And the word reprobate simply means rejected.
رد شده
cast off,
در حقیقت معنی میده. رد شده از طرف خداوند.
That's
دور انداخته شده.
That's the meaning of the word.
شده. در حقیقت معنی اصلی مردود همینه.
And when used in regards to a person being rejected.
وقتی این کلمه برای یه نفر استفاده میشه که میگیم مردوده.
It usually talks about a person who is rejected by God.
یه جوری در مورد کتاب مقدس صحبت می‌کنی منظور اون خداوند ردش
کرده. Yeah, and the context will make clear what it is.
که این ردی یعنی چی.
Yeah, so in Jeremiah 6:30 it says the Lord had rejected them.
سی میگه خداوند آنها را ارمیاز 6
Now,
سی میگه
what does it mean if a person is rejected by God?
یعنی چی اگه خداوند یه نفر رو رد کرده؟
Yeah, it means that a person cannot be saved anymore.
یعنی اون فرد دیگه نمیتونه نجات پیدا
کنه. This is a person that has lost the opportunity to be saved.
نجات رو از دست داده.
It's a person that is beyond hope of salvation.
دیگه امید نجات نداریم براش.
People who are physically alive
کسایی که از لحاظ جسمانی هنوز زندن
yet they will end up in hell with 100% certainty.
اما از همین امروز مطمئنیم که 100% به جهنم.
They have crossed a line in their lives.
اونقدر خلاف کردن و کار بد کردن تو زندگیشون از خطی گذشتن.
Afterwards they cannot be saved anymore.
دیگه نمیتونه کسی نجاتشون بده.
Now in a moment I will go into why people end up in this place.
بعد یه چند دقیقه دیگه در مورد صحبت میکنم چرا یه نفر به اون مکان میرسه.
But let's first establish that there is such a thing as a group that is called reprobates.
قبول کنیم گروهایی هستن که
and it refers to people who are rejected by God.
کسایی هستن که خداوند اونها رو مردود
کرده. Read 2 Corinthians 13 verse 5 again. Examine yourselves whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves, know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates.
خود را امتحان کنید که در ایمان هستید یا نه. خود را به اثبات رسانید. آیا خود را نمی‌شناسید که عیسی مسیح در شماست اگر مردود نیستید؟
Now notice that being a reprobate
مردود بودن مردود بودن
and having Christ in you
و عیسی مسیح رو در خودت داشتن
that they don't go together
با هم دیگه نمی‌تونه باشه.
Yeah, no, you're not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you except ye be reprobates.
آیا خود را نمی‌شناسید که عیسی مسیح در شماست اگر مردود نیستید؟
Now Christ in you unless you are rejected.
مسیح در شما مگر اینکه شما رد شدین دیگه مسیح در اون نیست.
Jesus Christ cannot be in you if you are reprobate. That's not a possible combination.
نمیتونه یه نفری که از خداوند مردود شده مسیح رو در اونش داشته
باشه. Being rejected by God.
خداوند وقتی ردت کرده
means that a person who's was like that cannot have Christ in them.
دیگه نمیتونه مسیح در اونش.
And if you don't have Christ in you.
اگه درونت مسیح نباشه
you are not saved.
دیگه نجات نداری.
And you cannot be saved.
نمیتونی نجات پیدا کنی.
But what if the person that the Bible calls a reprobate believes on Christ?
اما اگر اون یه نفری که خداوند مردود میخونه به عیسی مسیح
What about that person?
در مورد اون چی؟
Yeah, doesn't say in John 3:16 for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes
should
not perish but have everlasting life.
نابود نخواهد شد و مجازات نخواهد شد و زندگی جاوید خواهد داشت.
What if they believe?
اما اگه ایمان آورد
Can they be saved then?
نمیتونه نجات پیدا کنه.
Now, here's the problem with a person that is a reprobate.
که یه نفره که مردوده.
They are unable to believe. They cannot believe in Christ anymore.
قادر نیست دیگه ایمان بیاره به عیسی مسیح.
Why is that?
چرا قادر نیست؟
Why can't they believe?
چرا اون فرد دیگه نمیتونه
ایمان بیاره؟ Go to John 12.
یوحنا 12.
John 12 and read verses 37 to 40.
آیه 37 تا 40 بخونید.
But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spake, Lord, who had believed our report, and to whom had the arm of the Lord been revealed. Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, he had blinded their eyes and hardened their heart. And they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them.
با اینکه پیش روی ایشان چنین معجزات بسیار نموده بود به دو ایمان نیاوردن تا کلامی که اشعیای پیامبر گفت به اتمام رسد. ای خداوند، کیست که خبر ما را باور کرد و بازوی خداوند به چه کسی آشکار گردید؟ و از آن جهت نتوانستند ایمان آورند، زیرا که اشعیا نیز گفت چشمان ایشان را کور کرد و دلهای ایشان را سخت ساخت تا به چشمان خود نبینند و به دلهای خود نفهمند و بر نگردند تا ایشان را شفا دهم.
Yeah, so here you talk about the people. Of course, talks about Jews in Israel.
در مورد یهودیان اسرائیلی.
And they had a witness of Jesus Christ. They had light.
شهادت عیسی مسیح را دیدند.
Yeah, it says many miracles were done before them and a lot of lies. Yet they didn't believe on Jesus Christ. They didn't believe the report of the Son of God. And there came a point that they could not believe anymore. Why? Because God has blinded their eyes. Because God had hardened their hearts. So now they cannot see anymore. Now they cannot understand with their hearts anymore. Now another example that is Pharaoh. The Bible says that God hardened his heart. And you think, how can God blame Pharaoh for all these things? Because God is hardening his heart.
No,
God, Pharaoh already had passed crossed the line with God before.
He was a very wicked man.
And now God already rejected him and is using Pharaoh
و حالا از فرعون استفاده میکنه
to show his own glory
به جلالش
to show his strength by destroying Pharaoh
نشون بده خداوند به همه دنیا با نابود کردن فرعون.
Yeah, God can harden the hearts of people. God can cause people not to be able to believe anymore when they cross the line of God.
And
then it's impossible for them to believe. Now, of course, if they could believe, they would be saved because that's what the Bible says. But they can't anymore.
Now,
some people struggle with this idea that God somehow could reject somebody.
بعضیا این مشکل رو دارن که قبول کنن که یه جایی خداوند یه نفر رو رد کنه.
God's love.
خدا محبت چجوری میتونه رد کنه؟
How can it be that he just rejects somebody?
خدا محبت یه نفر رو رد کنه؟
Now listen to this.
اینو گوش بدی.
9:27 Hebrews. Hebrews 9.
No.
And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this the judgment.
صفحه 9.
9:27 And as it is appointed unto man once to die, but after this a judgment.
9:27 و چنان که مردم را یک بار مردن و بعد از آن داوری مقرر است. چنان که مردم را یک بار مردن و بعد از آن داوری مقرر است.
What happens if somebody dies outside Christ?
یه نفر قبل از عیسی مسیح بمیره، به ایمان بیاره، بمیره، چه اتفاقی میفته؟
Die and then there's judgment.
داوری مقرر است.
There is no second chance anymore.
دیگه شانس دومی وجود نداره. After the person dies without Christ. بدون عیسی مسیح.
The only thing that remains for people that die without Christ is judgment.
کسایی که بدون عیسی مسیح ایمان دارن میمونه داوریه.
Yeah, it's eternity in hell that awaits them.
و اون داوری نابودی و جهنم و مجازاتشون
yeah, so
در جهنم.
At the moment of death,
زمان مرگ.
That line is crossed with God that they could still be saved.
اون مرز رو که دیگه میتونی نجات پیدا کنی، یعنی میتونی نجات کنی و میگذری.
And now they are beyond.
و از اون خط گذشتی دیگه نمیتونی نجات پیدا کنی بعد از مرگت.
They now are in a sense rejected, reprobate.
و یعنی مردیدن از اون به بعد کسی که ایمان نیاورده.
Yeah, so everybody without Christ will be rejected in the end.
در آخر.
But there are people on this earth
اما کسایی که زمین امروزیمون هستن
who get to that place that God rejects them.
به مکان مردودیت که خداوند مردودشون
میکنه. God takes away this hope of salvation.
اون امید نجات رو زودتر ازشون میگیره. با اینکه زندن و هنوز نفس میکشن.
Was it because they were born like that?
چون اونجوری متولد شدن؟
No.
هدف خداوند از اول این بوده؟
Every person that is born
is
born with the hope of salvation.
با امید نجات متولد شده.
Why? Because Jesus died for the sins of the whole world.
چون عیسی مسیح برای گناهان همه دنیا مرد.
Yeah, but some people come to a point.
اما یه جایی میرسه که they had light. به یه مکانی میرسه که نور رو زیاد داره
and rejected that light.
این نور رد
and then in response eventually God says okay now I will reject you.
تو اینقدر من رد کردی حالا من تو رو رد.
Go to Romans 1.
رومیان 1.
Which is most of the chapter is about this topic.
در مورد این موضوع رومیان 1.
And it gives us an insight how people can be given over to a reprobate mind.
ما درسی میده که چجوری یه نفر
تسلیم
اون فکر مردودیت بشه. چجوری یه نفر ممکنه از اون خط بگذره.
And again, no Christian will ever be in a reprobate. Yeah.
هیچ مسیحی هیچ وقت مردود
نیست. Yeah, if Christ in you, yeah, then you're not a reprobate.
پس شما مردود.
If you're reprobate, then Christ is not in you. They're exclusive.
شما نیست. یا اینه یا اونه.
Yeah, we're talking about unsafe people who cross a line.
در مورد کسایی که ایمان ندارن صحبت می‌کنیم که از اون خط
Go to Romans 1.
رومیان فصل 1.
And read verses 18 till 20 for now.
18 تا 20 بخونید.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in their righteousness, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has shewed it unto them, for the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even this eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
زیرا غضب خدا از آسمان به ظهور میرسد علیه هر بیدینی و شرارت مردمانی که حقیقت را با شرارت سرکوب میکنند، چون که آنچه را از خدا میتوان شناخت در ایشان آشکار است، زیرا خدا آن را بر ایشان آشکار کرده است، زیرا که چیزهای نادیده او یعنی قدرت سرمدی و الوهیتش از آفرینش عالم به وسیله کارهای او فهمیده و دیده میشود تا ایشان را عذری نباشد.
The wrath of God is revealed from heaven.
خشم خداوند از آسمان آشکار.
Notice that there is a revelation from God that's been given to every man.
به همه انسان‌ها داده شده در
مورد خشم خداوند. God has revealed himself in different ways.
خداوند تو راه‌های متفاوت با همه صحبت کرده توی زمین.
How did he do that?
چجوری این کارو کرده؟
Through creation.
به وسیله
خلقت. Yeah, we can look at the heavens as human beings.
به آسمون نگاه کنی به عنوان یک انسان.
We're created by him.
که به وسیله خدا.
And understand that he exists.
که بفهمیم که او زنده است.
Yeah, for the invisible things. Of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
کاملاً آشکار دیده شه.
How are they seen?
چجوری دیده شه؟
They're understood by the things that are made.
درک بشه به وسیله چیزهایی که ساخته شده.
Every human being has his witness from creation.
هر انسانی از خلقت خداوند شهادت
میده. When a normal human being looks at creation.
وقتی یک انسان معمولی به خلقت خداوند نگاه میکنه.
The stars, look around them.
ماه، ستاره و همه چیزایی که در اطرافمون هست. و همه خلقت زیبایی خداوند.
That person can understand.
و اون یه نفر میتونه بفهمه.
That there is a God.
که خالقی وجود داره.
That it's clearly seen. It's not hard to get.
روشن دیده شده که بفهمیم خالق وجود داره.
Yeah, the Bible calls people who deny this.
کسایی که رد میکنن. Yeah, people who say there is no God. کسایی که میگن خدایی وجود نداره.
He calls these people fools.
میگه احمقن.
Because you need to be a fool to look at creation.
احمق باشی که خلقت خداوند رو نگاه
کنی. And think that this is a cosmic accident.
تصادفی شده.
Yeah, it needs some fool. You need to be a fool to say that.
احمق باید باشی تا به اون حد برسی که این اعتقاد داشته باشی.
Yeah, mankind is able to look at what God has made.
انسان میتونه نگاه کنه به چیزی که خداوند ساخته و نگاه کنه که خدایی هست.
Who will eventually judge us? We'll stand before him.
ما رو قضاوت میکنه.
And will judge us.
ما در مقابلش میستیم و اون ما رو قضاوت
کنه. Yeah, from creation, man can know that God exists.
از خلقت
انسان میتونه
بفهمه خدا وجود داره.
There's a second way that God has revealed himself to us, to every man, that we can know that there is a God. Yeah, first creation, here's the second one. Verse 19 of Romans 1. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them.
1:19
چون که آنچه از خدا میتوان شناخت در ایشان آشکار است، زیرا خدا آن را بر ایشان آشکار کرده.
There's something manifest in us, in a human being, that we can know God exists.
چیزی در ما آشکار شده، درونمون
هست. There's something in us that testifies of God.
درونمون میدونیم خدا، شهادت خداوند هست.
Now God has shown every person.
خداوند به همه انسان ها موقعیت رو داده.
And it is our conscience.
و اون وجدان ما.
We have been given a conscience.
به هممون وجدان داده شده.
Go to Romans 2.
رومیان فصل 2.
Romans 2, I read verses 14 and 15.
14 و 15.
For when the Gentiles, which have not the law, do by nature the things contained in the law, these have not the law, are a law unto themselves, which shew the work of the law written in their hearts, their conscience also bearing witness, and their thoughts the mean, while accusing or else excusing one another.
زیرا وقتی امتهایی که شریعت ندارند کارهای شریعت را به طور طبیعی به جا می آورند، اینان هرچند شریعت ندارند، برای خود شریعت هستند، چون که نشان می‌دهند که عمل شریعت بر دل ایشان مکتوب است و وجدان ایشان نیز گواهی می‌دهد و افکار ایشان با یکدیگر یا متهم می‌کند یا دفاع می‌نماید.
Everybody has a basic understanding of right and wrong. Everybody knows wherever you go in the world, murder is wrong. Stealing is wrong. Adultery is wrong. Yeah? Everybody has this sense, the understanding. How come that everybody has that understanding?
And
the Bible says that God has given us a conscience. We're all with basic knowledge
of
what is right and wrong. Now you can ignore your conscience. The Bible even talks about searing conscience with a hot iron. But that conscience, that knowledge of good and evil, that points to the existence of God. Now God has given us ways to understand that He exists and who He is. And based on that we can go seeking after Him. Yeah, one creation, the other one a conscience.
یکی وجدانه، یکی خلقت خداونده و جفتش ما رو به خداوند می‌رسونه.
And universally, people over history believe God exists.
Of course, ایمان داشتن خدا وجود داره.
Often people believe in false gods.
بعضی وقتا خدای غلط رو ایمان داشتن.
There is clearly an understanding that God must exist.
ولی واقعا همه درک می‌دونستن که خداوند وجود
داره. There's a witness that there's a God who will judge.
خدا هست که خدایی که داوری می‌کنه. همه می‌دونن که منتظر داوری خدا.
Now, if we preach the gospel to a person,
وقتی موعظه می‌کنیم انجیل عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, it's like putting him in the spotlight and giving them all the light he can get.
تمام نور رو زیر پروژکتور می‌ذاریمش.
But that's on top of what God already revealed of him.
اما اون پروژکتوری که بهش داریم می‌دیم بیشتر روی روشن کردن چیزایی که خداوند تا الان براش روشن کرده.
And when we explain the gospel, we really put a spotlight. We explain the gospel.
انجیل رو توضیح میدیم براشون. در حقیقت پروژکتور رو روشن میکنیم که جزئیات دقیق رو ببینه.
All the little pieces we explain it by showing them scriptures.
با آیات کتاب مقدس
ببینیم. Yeah, so of course they actually have an opportunity to hear and then believe.
که بشنوه و ایمان
بیاره. And
نام خداوند رو بخونه.
Yeah, like the Jews had a light.
همونجوری که یهودیان
the Jews had Jesus walking among them.
عیسی مسیح در میانشون زندگی کرد. و معجزه کردن.
Yet they believed him not.
اما ایمان نداشتن.
They rejected the report of the Son of God.
رد کردن شهادت پسر خدا.
And as a result, many of them became reprobate.
و در نتیجه
they were now beyond salvation.
مردود شدن و دیگه حق نجات نداشتن.
Yeah? But Romans 1 shows us that.
اما رومیان یک به ما میگه.
You don't need to have not heard the gospel.
لازم نیست که فقط انجیل رو نشنیده باشی. تا جایی برسی که مردود بشی.
Yeah, rejecting the knowledge of God that God has given to you.
دانش اون چی که در مورد خدا میدونی رو
رد کردن.
به وسیله خلقت، به وسیله وجدانت. تو اون پشتن وجدان و اون رد کردن اون که میدونی.
رد کردن.
به جایی که میرسه میگه خط آخرت. دیگه نمیخوام. دیگه نمیخوامت و دیگه تو رو رد میکنم.
Go back to Romans 1.
رومیان 1.
I read verse 21.
آیه 21 رو بخون.
Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
زیرا هرچند خدا را شناختند، ولی او را چون خدا تمجید و سپاسگزاری نکردند، بلکه در افکار خود باطل گردیده، دل بی‌فهم ایشان تاریک گشت.
Did they have knowledge?
درک داشتن.
Yes, they knew God, it says. They had knowledge about God. درک خدا رو میدونستن. When they knew God, they did not glorify him as God. اینکه
خدا رو میدونستن.
Neither were thankful.
خدا رو جلال ندادن.
Yeah, they rejected God.
خدا رو رد کردن.
And what was the result of the rejection?
نتیجه اون ردی چی بود؟
Their foolish heart was darkened.
قلب احمقشون.
How does somebody become a reprobate?
چجوری یه نفر میتونه مردود شه؟
It's rejecting the light that God has given somebody in their lives.
اون نوری که خداوند به هر کسی بهش داده، اون نور رو هی رد و رد و رد کنه.
Yeah, they're exposed to the truth.
حقیقت رو ببینه و اون حقیقتی درون خودش رو رد کنه.
Their hearts are darkened.
در نتیجه قلبش دیگه تاریک میشه و نوری درونش
کم. Reads 22 till 23.
22 تا 23 رو بخونیم.
Romans, and then I forgot to write it down.
حکمت می‌کردند و احمق گردیدند و جلال خدای فناناپذیر را به تمثال شبیه انسان فانی و پرندگان و حیوانات و خزندگان تبدیل نمودند.
Yeah, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible men and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Yeah. They knew God, but they didn't acknowledge him.
اما قبولش نکردن.
Yeah, they saw creation which pointed to God.
نشونه خدا رو دیدن.
And they chose to worship.
باز گفتن.
The creation instead of the creator.
خالق خلقت خداوند رو بپرستن به جای خالق خداوند.
And today's version would be evolution. Yeah, besides all the worship of trees and stuff like that. But in the West it's evolution, which is the worship of the physical world.
پرستش خدای جسمانی چیست؟
24 and 25. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen.
از خدا نیز ایشان را در شهوات دل خودشان به ناپاکی تسلیم فرمود تا در میان خود بدنهای خیش را بی حرمت سازند. که ایشان حقیقت خدا را به دروغ تبدیل کردند و عبادت و خدمت نمودند مخلوق را به عوض خالقی که تا ابد متبارک است.
Notice who gave them up.
God
also gave them up to what? To uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts. God takes away the part that constrains what they will do.
There's
no break anymore on what they will do. Now, does God make them to do wicked things, as we'll see in a moment?
No,
it says God just takes there is hands of their lives, and now they go over their after their own lust.
حالا خودشون و شهوت خودشون خودشون رو نابود می‌کنن.
What kind of wicked things are they getting into?
وارد چه چیزهای پلید و کثیف
میشن. It says they dishonor their bodies between themselves.
بدن خودشون بعد از بی‌احترامی می‌کنن.
What is that talking about?
یعنی چی بی‌حرمتی می‌کنن؟
Read the next two verses, 26 and 27.
26 و 27.
For this cause God gave them up into vile affections. For even their women, they change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving themselves that recompense of their error which was meet.
از این سبب خدا ایشان را به هوس‌های شرم‌آور تسلیم نمود، به نوعی که زنانشان نیز عمل طبیعی را به آنچه خلاف طبیعت است تبدیل نمودند. و همچنین مردان هم کاربرد طبیعی زنان را ترک کرده از شهوات خود با یکدیگر سوختند. مرد با مرد مرتکب اعمال زشت شده، سزای شایسته خطای خود را در خود یافتند.
Yeah, it says God gave them up into vile affections.
خدا بعد اعمال زشت و در حقیقت
yeah, God gave them up to uncleanness.
ناپاکی تبدیلش.
They're dishonoring their bodies.
به خود بدن
between themselves.
Doing
what?
خودشون رابطه های بد بردارن.
Women lusting after another women. Men lusting after men.
رابطه با زن داره، مرد رابطه
that
با
is
مرد
vile.
داره.
That's against nature. That is not normal. But that is the result.
ولی نتیجه
yeah, of God taking off his hands of someone's life. God rejecting a person.
خداوند رد کردن یه نفره.
Yeah, it's the result of God doing it. It's not the cause.
نتیجه این کار خداوند نه دلیلشه. نتیجه و خدا شهوتایی که تو قلبشون وجود داره به اون نتیجه رسیدن که وقتی زن به یه زن شهوت می‌ورزه و یه مرد به یه مرد.
Yeah, where that is normal between man and woman. And even as they did not like to retain God and the knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
چون روا نداشتند که خدا را در دانش خود نگاه دارند، خدا ایشان را به ذهنی ناپسند واگذاشت تا کارهای ناشایسته به جا آورند.
They had knowledge of God.
درک خدا رو داشتن.
They don't even want to retain whatever they have of knowledge of God in their minds.
خدایی که داشتن تو فکرشون نمیخواد باشه.
They don't want to have to do anything with God.
نمیخوام با خدا هیچ کاری داشته باشم.
Yeah, and God gives them over to whatever their
minds. خدا من میگه که فکرتونم میدم به اون فکرای ناشایسته.
If you still struggle with this idea that it is too late for these people.
که دیر شده برای اونها.
Think of what it says here.
They
do not like to retain God in their knowledge.
اونها حاضر نیستن در فکر خودشون هم به
خداوند فکر کنن. Anybody be able to go to the point that they believe on Jesus Christ.
چجوری میتونه یه نفر به جایی برسه که به عیسی مسیح ایمان بیاره؟
They don't even want to think about God.
حتی وقتی نمیخواد در مورد خدا فکر کنه.
Yeah, these people are rejected. They don't want God.
اون که به فکر خدا نیست،
خدا God
says,
okay, نمیخواد. I reject you.
خداوند میگه تو من رد کردی، منم تو رد
میکنم. Now, read 29 to 32, which will show you where these people will go into, and they go in all these things. There's no restraint. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
مملو از هر نوع ناراستی و زنا و شرارت و طمع و خباثت، پر از حسد و قتل و جدال و مکر و بدخویی، تهمت زنندگان و غیبت کنندگان و دشمنان خدا و اهانت کنندگان و متکبران و لافزنان و ابداع کنندگان چیزهای بد و نافرمان به والدین، بیفهم و بیوفا و بیعاطفه و سرسخت و بیرحم، زیرا هرچند حکم عادلانه خدا را می دانند که مرتکبان چنین کارهای مستوجب مرگ هستند، نه فقط آنها را انجام می دهند بلکه آنان را که مرتکب آن می شوند نیز تأیید می کنند.
Yeah. Does it sound like these are very nice people? No, they're very wicked people. They're filled with all unrighteousness.
Yeah.
And I don't feel sorry for these people. And you should not either. These are wicked people who hate God. Yeah? And God says that we are to hate those who hate Him. Yeah? And they're in all these sins. Why are they in all these sins? Because the restraints are gone. They're just going after lust, do whatever they want. There's no stop. And that's why they're also dangerous for your children.
Yeah,
and that's why they're not allowed in this church.
همچین کسایی رو ما اجازه نمیدیم وارد کلیسامون بشن.
Reprobate is allowed in this church. If I find out that somebody is reprobate, they will thrown out. If one walks in, and it's clear, they will be thrown out.
و آشکار بشه که مردود خداست از کلیسا بیرون میشه.
For the safety of our children.
برای امنیت تک تک فرزندان.
What has light to do with darkness?
چجوری نور با تاریکی میتونه کاری کنه؟
What would even be the purpose of them being here anyway?
هدف اون برای اومدن
کلیسا چیه؟
دیگه نجات نمیتونه داشته باشه. واسه چی اومده پس؟